It is the review after Real Madrid 1, Liverpool 0. Sam Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers as ever. Sean, we'll circle back around to teams and approach. Just want to go with this notion that was present in a lot of the commentary and a lot of the punditry last night around Liverpool not having a real go, not really going for it in the tie. I've got a bit of sympathy with the manager on this, given what he's leading them into, given what's gone before. At Anfield, and really, you know, in a tactical sense, what really constitutes having a go when you consider the threats of Real Madrid and what they can do to you and what they've shown they can do to you. What did you make of that particular line coming out of the game?
Naive, mainstream media throwaway lines that in reality,
a bit of it on social media as well, I'd say, which is, you know, which is probably fair to mention from supporters. So it's maybe worth not just pinning it on Jake Humphries, not even though you want to do that with everything. But
I think that's fair. I think we should still pin everything on Jake Humphries. I'm okay with that. I see it in the context of the last 15 minutes, arguably. You know, if people are thinking, well, it's 0-0 on 70-75. Now's the time to, at least from whether it's from a pundit point of view, a football point of view, a fan's point of view, whatever, to throw the proverbial kitchen sink at it in the feeling that if we get a goal, then there's the potential to create just 10 minutes of utter mayhem. And if you can then sneak a second, then you just never know ultimately at that point. And if you concede one on the break, well, you've gone out on your shield to a degree. So I don't see, I can see that side of things, but the timing of their goal just completely deflates that balloon, even if that's what they were potentially looking at doing. I think in reality, you've got a team here that we've talked about on the last show, the away record's pretty appalling.